Chapter 25. Majo followed the trail of death leading into Malkoja. He had managed to rally every brother who stood with him against the butcher's nails, seizing upon the current chaos gripping the fleet to make planetfall in force and pursue Angron. It had not been difficult to find their trail. Pieces of Genons littered the ground in a stripe of abused simulacra, leading through the gates of Malkoja towards the tall spire that dominated the center of the city. They moved as quickly as the pounding tread of Lork's iron form, the first exerting a calming influence upon the gathered legionaries as they followed the legion hero. Still carrying the banner of the Unbroken, Astakos skidded to a halt as he saw a World Eater perched atop a heap of slain Genons. His skull was bright red, still bleeding from the freshly hammered nails. Majo could hear the tearing of flesh and the snapping of the legionary's jaws as he consumed the dead. Astakos moved towards the crouching warrior.
Oh, brother, are you insane?
He reached towards the World Eater. The warrior spun, his face caked with amber blood, and leapt at Astakos with a scream. A scream that died as his head and upper torso vanished in a beam of blinding energy. Majo lowered his serpenta.
They aren't our brothers anymore.
The centurion turned to his assembled brothers.
Remember that what we do here, we do for the Legion. For a future free from this.
He pointed his axe at the dead World Eater.
This madness.
Lork clenched his claws, cycling shells into his palm-mounted bolters.
Agreed. We must stop this insanity before it consumes us all.
By the time they reached the tower, it was already ablaze. Majo watched his Primarch lead Khan and the others with the nails out from it, leaving nothing but ruin in their wake. He knew that as the tower burned, his hopes for discovering a way to cure the nails burned with it.
No choice now, said Korrigar. If we cannot remove the nails from them, then it falls to our blades to stop them, no matter the cost.
Majo and his brethren stopped a few paces from the Primarch. Two lines of World Eaters stood across from one another, their armor lit orange and black by the flames consuming Malkoja in the night. Those with the nails paced and snarled, frothing at the lips as they glared at Majo's force. The Unbroken looked upon the Primarch, and those who had followed in his path, their eyes stained with grief.
Majo,
said Khan. He levelled his axe at his brother.
My Primarch, bellowed Majo. In the name of the 12th Legion and the Emperor of Mankind, I demand that you submit yourself to our custody and travel with us to Terra to stand judgment for the crime of the Butcher's Nails.
Angron laughed, a bitter, sneering laugh.
Crime?
He spat onto the ground.
You sow a rebellion and accuse me of crime. Savour the taste of the air, Centurion, on the last night of your life, before I rip you limb from limb.
Khan!
Majo looked to his brother, who still regarded him down the blade of his axe.
Father!
Tethys pushed his way to Majo's side.
You!
Angron's face twisted in a pained sneer at the Lexicanum's presence.
Yes, father!
Tethys nodded wearily.
Me!
Battle raged around the twin islands of Calm that were Angron and Tethys, and Khan and Majo. While the two centurions slowly began to circle each other, weapons in their hands, Tethys stood unarmed and silent, staring up into the sutured face of his genesire. Angron sneered and twitched, digging knuckles into his tightly shut eyes as the nails sent fire into his blood from the Psyker's nearness. Those who had taken the butcher's nails leapt forward, laughing and screaming as they swung their axes and swords. Brother fought brother, not in the fraternal remove of the dueling pits, but on a battlefield, and to the death. Warriors who had bled side by side across countless campaigns now turned to fratricide, one side fighting to drag the Legion into a blood-soaked future, the other to keep it anchored in a near-forgotten past. Astakos crashed into the fray, wielding the standard of the Unbroken like a spear. Four of his former kin leapt upon him, laying into his body with their axes, and not ceasing until one of them, his face a screaming crimson mask, held the veteran's severed head high for all to see. Tix ruined the calm that had once defined Khan's features, his lips shaking as they peeled back from his teeth.
No nails. They would have helped you here, brother.
And how is that? Asked Major. By blinding me to the madness I am wreaking? To the brotherhood I am leading into ruin? You think you can defy him and expect to walk away?
The chains binding Khan's weapons to his arms rattled with tremors.
But there will be no price to be paid.
Khan swung an axe back at the burning tower.
Genetic disorders ravaged their population, Major. They were weak, and unless they adapted, unless they embraced a radical, fundamental change in what they were, they would die, reduced to a footnote in someone else's history.
Better to fade away, said Major soberly, than to become what they became.
No!
Khan's nails clattered as he shook his head.
No fading away for us. I won't twist black again. Red twists, Major. The nails mean victory, triumph, domination. Our triumph ropes will be as red as the blood we spill, unbroken red. No more shame, no more defeat. We won't ever falter, and nothing will stop us. We will finally reach our full potential as the greatest warriors to ever sail the stars.
Is that what you believe the nails have made you?
Major stepped closer.
The ultimate warrior. Because that's not what I see. I see broken things, ruled by rage, lost to reason as they murder their own kin, as they eat their flesh. I see a monster. And you would have that monster be recreated 20,000 times. You would have the legacy of our legion destroyed, its memory reduced to one of savagery and mindless fury.
Victory, growled Khan. The nails will bring us victory. Then he will see us, brother. Then he will accept his sons.
You're a fool to think he's capable of that.
Major shook his head.
Perhaps once he might have been, before the new Syrians mutilated his mind and stole his peace. But not now. The thing that leads us is no father. There is only one way he can ever be that to us. The commander we swear to. The Primarch we need. It's not too late. We can use the law of this place, everything that Garlan has uncovered, to take the nails out of Angron and out of you. The 12th has been brought to the precipice, but it can still be spared the fall.
Fall!
Khan spat the word.
Ascension! We are casting off what has held us back from Angron's heights. We will be true warriors like him, without care for anything but conquest and blood.
That is not who we are,
Major snapped.
That is who he is, and that does not mean it is what we have to become.
That is exactly what we must become. There was never any choice, Major.
Khan drew in a deep, wet breath.
What do you want me to tell your men?
Major stiffened.
You won't tell them anything, because when this is done, I will still be leading them.
No.
A trickle of bloody spittle trailed from Khan's chin.
No, you have to die here, for the words you have spoken, for what you have done.
Major stepped closer, forcing his brother to look him in the eye.
It's enough.
Major brought his head against Khan's, and impossibly he held his axe in check.
We can still save the Legion, Khan. We can find another way than this.
Something shone in Khan's eyes. Reason, or at least understanding, dawned there for an instant. It was gone just as quickly.
There is no other way.
Major's expression turned to stone as Khan shoved him away. His weapons now felt heavy in his hands.
Then come, Eater of Worlds,
said the unbroken centurion to his brother,
and match words with deeds.